Oh,
with his power
of his red. shimmer and shining.
And shimmer and shining.
And glowing with his power.
And glowing with his power.
He has made me.
He has made me.
Now complete. Everything new.
And everything.
Oh, and I look all around me.
And I look all around me.
And I see a new earth.
And I see a new earth.
Fashion like heaven.
Fashion like heaven.
A gift of his grace.
All I can say
is they have been given. Mention a few.
Mention a few.
And feel them move in us.
And feel them move in us.
That we might complete.
That we might complete.
This grace review.
This grace review.
He has given me his love. Melts all inside me.
And melts all inside me.
And rises and falls.
And rises and falls.
Brings tears to my eyes.
Brings tears to my eyes.
He has given me his faith. That does move all inside me.
That does move all inside me.
Moves all mountains.
Moves all mountains.
Out of my way.
Out of my way.
Oh. He hath given me his peace.
He hath given me his peace.
His peace of heaven.
Though I try hard,
I can't understand,
as it settles upon me,
and brings me to rest, and saturates my body. With the peace of heaven.
It passes understanding.
But I live in His peace.
By breathing hath been given.
The peace of heaven. Just feel it settle on you.
That's the way of His grace.
It passeth understanding. But it works by faith. And it's reality. It's the substance of God. Delivered through His love. That I eat by the Spirit. And my confessions of faith. The air that I breathe hath been made new. It's the air of heaven.
That I breathe in my lungs.
A whisper hath been made. Life to my body. And I tingle all inside.
Oh,
places I welcome.
The places I walk,
though it passeth understanding,
though it passes understanding,
hath been made new,
hath been made new,
for my feet,
for my feet,
I confess hath been,
I confess hath been,
made new with your life,
made new with your life,
and I feel his life rising,
and I feel his life rising,
from feet to my head,
from feet to my head. A new place of heaven is a new place of heaven,
filled with his grace,
filled with his grace,
and his resurrection power,
and his resurrection power,
as I lie down to sleep,
as I lie down to sleep,
I make my confession,
I make my confession.
Sin hath been given,
it hath been given,
my heaven's place of rest,
my heaven's place of rest,
and his grace rises around me,
and his grace rises around me,
and his glory and his love,
and his glory and his love,
and it wraps me all around,
and it wraps me all around,
and moves inside,
and moves inside,
and as I sleep,
and as I sleep,
I float in the heavens, and
I float in the heavens,
resting and looking,
resting and looking,
sleeping all night,
sleeping all night.
The water of heaven.
It's the water of heaven.
With the Holy Ghost renewed.
With the Holy Ghost renewed.
I drink it in faith.
I drink it in faith.
It hath been made new.
It hath been made new.
As it goes down in my stomach.
As it goes down in my stomach,
does a heavenly work in me,
does a heavenly work in me,
the food that I eat,
the food that I eat,
now heavenly food,
now heavenly food,
I eat it in faith,
I eat it in faith,
hath been given heaven,
has been given heaven,
and it moves all around me,
and it moves all around me,
in the resurrection power,
in the resurrection power,
and it keeps me renewed,
and it keeps me renewed,
hour after hour. So hard.
They told me it was so hard.
But I found out.
But I found out.
They lied to me. You find
they
out too.
They lied to me.
Because it's not even my faith. And
because it's not even my faith.
It's the faith of Christ. And
it's the faith of Christ.
And I bring it alive.
And I bring it alive.
My confession has been.
My confession has been. Transferred to the kingdom. They're transferred to the kingdom
of Satan and religion.
Of Satan and religion.
Purged out of his new life.
Purged out of his new life.
By the purgings of grace. And
by the purgings of grace.
In the person of Jesus.
In the person of Jesus.
By the smiting of his power.
By the smiting of his power.
I make this man whole.
I make this man whole.
Hath been done.
Hath been done.
And his body shimmers.
And his body shimmers.
And shines. And glows
and shines and glows,
and all needs are met,
and all needs are met
through the works of grace, and
through the works of grace.
But Satan whispers,
and but Satan whispers,
grace is so weak, and
grace is so weak.
So you better add a little of your works, and
so you better add a little of your works
to make it complete,
to make it complete.
But under grace. reason.
But under grace,
Satan hath been destroyed.
Satan hath been destroyed.
Hath been bound.
Hath been bound.
Hath been cast out.
Hath been cast out.
A walk as a king.
And you walk as a king.
And a priest.
And a priest.
Under the works of grace.
Under the works of grace.
That faith produces.
That faith produces.
And the words of Jesus is rising inside.
Is rising inside.
And he feels his life.
And he feels his life.
Moving all over him.
Moving all over him.
Under grace,
judgment under grace
is oh so terrible.
Is oh so terrible.
Once rejected,
once rejected.
Wrath God's in God's face,
and wrath God in God's face.
And the fire of His judgment,
and the fire of His judgment
begins to burn around you.
Begins to burn around.
And he burns up everything.
And he burns up everything.
But his pure grace.
But his pure grace.
Now listen, I'll show you.
Now listen, I'll show you.
A mystery in the scriptures.
A mystery in the scriptures.
All spoke fears.
All spoke fears.
That many in that day.
That many in that day.
Would be saved yet so as by fire.
Would be saved so as by fire.
Their works would be burned.
Their works would be burned.
Their war destroyed.
Their war destroyed.
At the judgment seat of Christ.
At the judgment seat of Christ.
This simply means.
This simply means.
All works none of grace.
Works not of grace.
Is burned up.
Is burned up.
By the judgment fire of God.
By the judgment fire of God.
With his power,
with his power,
his glory and grace,
his glory and grace,
does move all and down him,
does move all and down him.
How can anything,
how can anything
be more simpler? Oh,
be more simpler.
Secret.
Then listen to the secret.
Make your life's work.
Make your life's work.
Pure grace.
Pure grace.
By confessions of have been.
By confessions of have been.
And release in his life.
And release in his life.
Your reward complete.
The reward complete.
Nothing is burning.
Nothing is burning.
Ha! Let's get one or two at a time, would you? Oh. 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 Get you now. Have been healed. Ha!
Have been healed.
Have been set free.
Have been set free.
Have been made whole.
Have been made whole.
Jesus, you see. Oh.
His glory now rising. His glory now rising.
Hath risen on you.
Hath risen on you.
Hath saturated your body.
Hath saturated your body.
Hath been made whole.
Hath been made whole.
Oh, oh. Complete. Oh, catch him now. have been made whole. Have been made whole. Have been made complete. Catch it, woman. Have been made whole. Have been made complete.
Been made complete.
Lord Jesus, on the top of his head, the bottom of his feet, has been made whole. Catch him now. Have been made whole. Hath been made complete.
Hath been made complete.
Of Jesus has been made whole.
Been made whole.
In the person of Jesus. Has been made complete.
Has been made complete.
And the glory of heaven.
And the glory of heaven.
Has been applied.
Has been applied.
Has moved over her body.
Moved over her body.
All needs have been supplied.
All needs have been supplied.
Ha! Has been. Oh. Oh. Have been whole.
Ooh.
Have been made whole. Have been made complete. The grace of God. Says it hath been finished.
Says it hath been finished.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
It hath been made so.
It hath been made so.
Ha! In the person of Jesus. And his heavenly power. I strike in this body, right into that heart, a miracle of heaven, hath been made whole,
hath been made whole.
I strike in this body. The strength of heaven. Hath been made whole.
Hath been made whole.
Ha.
Grace hath finished and
made her complete. Oh,
and made her complete.
And met all his needs.
And met all his needs.
With a surge of his power. Oh,
with a surge of his power.
And moving in him.
And
Hour after hour.
Half
in. Oh! Oh! Of Jesus,
in the person of Jesus,
right now,
have been made whole,
have been made free,
have been healed,
have been strengthened,
from the top of his head.
To the bottom of his feet. How? Have been made whole. Catch him now. Feel him moving there. Keep him speaking in dawn. Just close your eyes. In the person of Jesus.
I strike with his power.
Have been made whole.
From feet to his head.
Keep him speaking in tongues. Keep him speaking in tongues there, Shirley. Debbie, I'm sorry. I called you Shirley. Getting so big, I thought she was Shirley. Have been made whole. Have been complete. Feel it glow there. Let's get it right in that side there where I've been giving you problem. Right in there. Feel it move out of there. Don't walk around with these problems moving all in you. Have been.
I feel him moving.
All in my soul.
With a half been grace.
That hath made her whole. Hath been completed right now, Lord Jesus. Hath made her whole.
The grace of God
is something to behold.
It brings forth anew.
By driving out the old.
Has been made new.
New. Catch him there. Can y'all catch him? Catch her there. Half been made whole. Catch you there. Half been made whole.
Half been made complete.
The glory of God.
That moves through His grace.
Hath made you whole.
From feet to your head.
And the flowing of heaven.
Is your reward.
Did you know grace has rewards? Oh, yes. What is the rewards of grace? In this life, didn't you hear Jesus tell it? In this life, he gives you 100-fold, and in the next life, eternal life. So what are you going to give, 100-fold healing? Sure, under grace. Under law, you get a 1-fold healing. But on the grace, you get a complete hundredfold healing. Half been made whole all over. Oh, oh, feel it just move all over you. Said the glory of the law. Said the glory under the law was wonderful from God, but said the glory under the grace is a hundredfold. The glory under the law just sort of touched you, you know. Touched you around in every need. You know, you had a need, you had to come back and get it every once in a while. But the glory under the grace just starts from the top of your head, goes to the bottom of your feet, or from the bottom of your feet, top of your head, just saturates you. Half men. Oh. Oh. Hath been made whole. Hath been made whole. The obedient under the law.
The obedient under the law.
Receive the touch of glory.
Receive the touch of glory.
But the obedient under grace. And
but the obedient under grace.
Receive the saturation.
Receive the saturation.
Of his life. And
of his life.
For every act of faith. And
for every act of faith.
From the top of their head. And
from the top of their head.
To the bottom of their feet. Oh!
To the bottom of their feet.
Ah! Made whole. From the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. That's the way grace does it. Oh! And as many as touched him were made what? Whole! In the person of Jesus, I deliver that whole grace. Oh! Oh! Under law? Who wants to live under law? Under grace, it's made whole. As many as touched him were made what?
Whole.
Whole. Has been made whole. From the top of your head. To the bottom of your feet.
To the bottom of your feet.
All in your face. And
all in your face.
All in your body.
All in your body.
All in your soul.
And all in your soul.
Have been made whole.
Have been made whole.
Through the life of Jesus.
Through the life of Jesus.
Have been made complete.
Ooh. Have been made complete.
Oh. Here it comes. Ooh. 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 Hath made him whole.
Hath made him whole.
Hath made complete.
Hath made complete.
In his bloodstream.
In his bloodstream.
A miracle of grace. And
a miracle of grace.
Hath been done. Baby, Ron, let me get a hold of Carol. She needs it more than the baby does. Oh, oh, under the law.
Under the law.
You only got a touch of glory.
You only got a touch of glory.
Had to come back every time.
Had to come back every time.
You had a need.
You had a need.
Could never be made perfect.
Could never be made perfect.
Through the weakness of the law.
Through the weakness of the law.
But the grace of God.
But the grace of God.
Makes you ever with whole.
Makes you ever with whole.
Ha.
Ah.
Oh. Let me explain it. Under grace and
under grace.
Feel need healing in your body.
If you need healing in your body.
You receive that healing.
You receive that healing.
Also your soul.
Also your soul.
And any other thing.
And any other thing.
That might try to hinder you.
That might try to hinder you.
Please with that one blow.
Please with that one blow.
Grace is complete. Happy
Grace
in me.
Is complete.
Ah, 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 ah. From the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, half bent. Oh, so live under grace and
so live under grace.
In His promise, what He said.
In His promise, what He said.
If I meet a need and
if I meet a need
in Your head and
in Your head,
then it doesn't stop there.
Then it doesn't stop there.
It goes all the way through.
It goes all the way through.
And whatever the need.
And whatever the need.
Has been given to you.
Has been given to you.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, catch him there.
Mm. Oh,
has been made whole. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Saturated. Sit down for a little while. Well, no, let's get Bill here. Three or four hold in. In the person of Jesus Christ, I deliver a miracle of grace to him and hath been made whole. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. There, 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 there. Oh, hath been made whole. Deliver that miracle. Oh, ah. Catch him there, somebody.
Oh, oh, oh.
You're not under law.
You're not under law.
But you're under grace.
But you're under grace.
So learn to come.
So learn to come.
Not for one need.
Not for one need.
But to be made whole.
But to be made whole.
All over your body.
All over your body.
All your needs met.
All your needs met.
One touch of grace.
One touch of grace.
Have been made whole.
Oh.
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 Have been made whole. Have been. Oh. Tonight, this tape, copy this tape, and I want you to get it and listen to it. I know all the other tapes are important, but I want you to understand one thing about grace, grace of God. Once you go to mixing works with grace, Paul said it leavens the whole lump. Said it just ruins the whole thing. That's what he said. This ruins the whole thing. And this is the case of judgment that God has against religion. They've taken His grace and they've mixed it with good and evil, preaching and teaching, and they've deleted judgment out of it. You know, grace judges. It doesn't condemn. Oh, you reject it and it just judges you. Begins to destroy you. That's exactly what happens. But under religion, all they do is just condemn, make you feel guilty, and leave you in the same shape you're in. Oh. So let's begin to let grace purify in our life. In the grace that hath been finished. God gave you, when He makes you a promise, He speaks in the Word. He said, I shall do this. Listen to these now. When God said, I shall do this, Paul said he would have never said that if he had not already finished it and ready for you to receive it. So you don't say, Lord, you shall do it. That's what he said. You say it hath been done. Oh. You understand this principle of grace? See, this is what Jesus Christ came teaching.
of the Father. He came teaching that the Father was a finished work. He came delivering grace. He said everything is spoken through the prophets that God said, I shall do it. He says, now I'm here saying it has been done. Many folks get trapped in the idea, say, well, I believe every word of God, every word of the Bible, and they go through life saying, God shall do this, God's going to do this. Listen, he never speaks it unless it's already finished, ready to you receive it by faith, and just saying, hath been done. Now, that's so easy till even a child can do it. That's the reason that children receive it so easy. Almost knot-headed grown folks. Oh, get a hold of these two right here. Two peas in a pod. I mean, you, Brother Josh used to be as bad or worse than you are. Yes, Lord? Oh, grown folks, they have a real problem with it because they try to add on to it. Did you know every promise of God is yea and amen? The Apostle Paul spoke it. The Apostle of Grace. He said, when a promise of God comes to you, he said, that's amen. That's the end of it. Hath been given. You confess it and live in it. But said, don't go to mixing a bunch of works with it. Said, you mess it all up. And said, you end up in a religion. Just like the Galatian church. And said, Lord, you're in worse shape than you were to start with. Jesus said, if the light in you become darkness, he said, great is that darkness. You don't have much way out of it. Why? Because you've started off in grace. And you've done such wonderful works and received such wonderful healings under grace until if you let a little bit of work sneak in there and spoil that grace, you think, well, I can continue doing these works. You think, well, I'm all right. You get deceived in that thing. Oh! But the kingdom of God coming in earth now is pure grace. Just pure, undiluted grace. The life of God. That produces the life and the works and the power and the miracles of God. Where are the works? The works under grace is the life and the power of God. The works under the law are the works of men. The works under religion are works of men. But under grace, it's the power and the life of God. This is the secret of bringing the kingdom of God in the earth. Is that grace begins to produce works. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, what shall we say?
Oh, what shall we say?
To the grace of God.
To the grace of God.
Only one thing to say.
Only one thing to say.
It hath been given.
It hath been given.
Hath been received.
Hath been received.
Hath obeyed.
Hath obeyed.
Now I'm looking for more knowledge.
Now I'm looking for more knowledge.
To apply this hath been grace.
To apply this hath been grace.
Once you get in this secret of every bit of the knowledge you get out of that scripture, begin to apply grace to it, you're off and running then. You lapse back in that old shall and maybe gonna do it, you know. You get back into under the law. God spoke under the law what he was going to do, didn't he? But under the law, Jesus Christ fulfilled and he said, everything hath been done. That's how simple it is. That's what it is. All under all the prophets. So you get trapped in this thing reading the Bible. You read Isaiah and God shall do this and God shall do that and God shall, but you get searching around. Jesus Christ has already declared what Isaiah said hath been done. All the law speaks about what God shall do, what he will do, and this and that and other. But Jesus said it hath been done. Ooh. Pure undiluted.
Pure undiluted.
Undiluted grace.
Undiluted grace.
That breeze hath been.
That breeze hath been.
As I look on his face. And
as I look on his face.
And all the knowledge.
And all the knowledge.
Of the living God.
Of the living God.
Becomes my possession.
Becomes my possession.
By my hath been faith.
By my hath been faith.
Oh. what traps many people when they first start out in grace, and this thing trapped me. Confession is good for the soul. It looks like while you're getting established in grace, it looks like that you're not going to be able to do anything for a while. Just looks like you just can't do anything. You've just got to sit there, you know. It does. You've got to sit there and learn, let grace work in you. And this traps nearly everybody. That devil comes and says, you ought to do some works. You ought to do some work. You ought to do some works. And they don't let grace work in them enough to where they can release pure grace. And they get caught in striving and works, don't they? Now, the secret to this thing is begin to do the works as you receive them. When you receive half men healed, begin to perfect it in your own life. This is the way Jesus did it. Absolutely, you search the scriptures. He was perfected by the things he suffered. Tempted in all points like as you are, yet without sin. He took the promises of God, perfected them in himself first, and then delivered them out to other people. Oh, now if you will follow his pattern, he is your pattern. When you learn grace, perfect it in yourself, then it'll come out of you and rest to other people. The thing of Satan wants to make you do great works. And boy, he'll really push you into that thing, and he'll drive you out of grace in a hurry, won't he? Because grace seems weak. This is the thing that they hollered against the Apostle Paul. Said his letters are weighty, but said his presence are weak. Said, well, the things he was teaching in there would just require no effort at all. And said they seem weak, so we don't want weak. We want great swelling words. And they got great swelling words, and down they went into the kingdom of Satan. Oh. And listen, even the weakness of grace is stronger than all the law of God. Jesus explained that. He said, the least one in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. All his greatness and all the great prophecies that John the Baptist made, he said, why, the least one that enters into grace is greater than that. Oh.